Are you ready for the word of God?
Amen. Why are you calling me asking?
Fantastic.
Amen.
Today I'm going to be teaching on the effects of the word of God in your life as during your quiet time. Amen.
Amen.
When you spend time with God alone, the effects of the word of God when you spend time alone with God or during your quiet time.
Amen.
Someone say the effects of the word of God.
The effect of the word of God.
Hallelujah. I started teaching and we said this year, the theme for the year is what? Doing more for Jesus. Tell someone to do more for Jesus. And if you are going to do more for Jesus, to do is an action. Someone say it's an action.
An action.
And it means that you need strength to do what you have to do.
Amen.
Tell somebody, I need strength to do what I have to do.
I need strength to hear what I need.
And that's why the Bible says in Daniel chapter 11 verse 32, our opening scripture, Daniel 11:32. If you are there, say thank you, Jesus. Daniel 11:32. It says, those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. Amen. Let's read the part two together. The people who know their God. 32. Yes, that part. 1, 2. Oh, we are reading the part two. Part B. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. So it means that those who don't know their God shall be. Yeah. So when you don't know God, you become weak spiritually.
Amen.
And you cannot do exploits.
Amen.
So you can't do much for God when you are not strong.
Amen.
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 And you can only become strong by knowing God. You become strong in something when you know the thing. You become strong in mathematics when you know mathematics. You become strong in speaking French when you know French.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Yeah. So it's important for us to become strong in the Lord so that we can do exploits, and that happens only when we know Him.
Amen. Senior yourself upon a canoe, or say, in small day, but no attorney didn't say, who won your miasm? I bebo our brabo, and brow old Ninian Cuponia in Kitahon, I friend of quiet time. No, say so, Ubia Unumian, because in the Bible, Wakano, no Nunian Cupono, or yet din. But me a day na because this only young coupon benya in Kitahuano won't mean yet the one more and mean yet your mind abroad again in Tias. So amen.
And in Matthew 7:21-23, Jesus said, not everyone who says Lord, Lord will enter into the kingdom of God, but those who do the will of the Father. And they say Matthew 7:21-23. Let's read together. These are our key scriptures. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of the Father in heaven. Have you seen it?
Amen.
So it's not anybody who's ready. Then you see, the very dangerous part, or the very serious part is coming, the verse 22. He says, many will say in that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Hey, have we not cast out demons in your name? Have we not done many wonders in your name? Did we not sweep in your name? Did we not clean the church in your name? Did we not serve the pastor in your name? Did we not paint the church in your name? Did we not clean the toilet in your name? Did we not? Are you getting me?
Amen.
Yeah. Did we not do this in your name? And he says that, 23, get out from me. He says, I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice what? Lawlessness. Lawlessness. It means that you didn't allow the law of the word of God again into you. You had no communication with me. I do not know you. Listen, you can be working for somebody who doesn't know you. Somebody who can also be working for you in an institution who doesn't know you. Those of you working in some certain places, your boss doesn't know you. He only knows that you're on the payroll.
Amen.
But he doesn't know you. And you too, you don't know the boss. You know about the boss, but you don't know the boss.
Amen.
So some of us know about God, but we don't know God.
Amen.
And God says that Go away from me. I never knew you.
Amen.
May God deliver us from this saying.
Amen.
Oh, you didn't hear me?
Amen.
I said, may God deliver us from this saying.
Amen.
That one day, I should stand before the judgment throne of God. God said, look, I never knew you. He said, was I not attending Springs of Life? I never knew you. I know you not. Was I not sweeping the house? I never knew you. Oh, I was an offering receiver. Why is offering bowl? I should come and stand here, offering bowl. I used to come and stand here and take offering. Hey, God said, hey, I never knew you. Offering receiver, do you want to hear that news from God?
No.
No, I'm talking to you. Do you want to hear that news from God?
No.
You are not responding to me. Do you want to hear that news from God?
No.
Choristers, do you want to hear that news from God?
No.
After all what you do, am I preaching here?
Amen.
Yes. I never knew you. I never knew you. I never knew you. So it means that knowing God is important.
Amen.
And it is only when you know somebody that you can be strong and you can do the person's will. That's why it says that not everybody who says Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven, but those who do the will of the Father. And how will you know somebody's will? A will of a person is his desire. Is that not it? So how can you know somebody's will if you are not close to the person?
Amen.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, if you are not close to the person, how would you know? How do you know the kind of food he likes? And how he likes it to be cooked? Is that right?
Amen.
Yeah. How can you please somebody if you don't know the person? So the question is that as you have begun the year, you have to ask yourself, last year did we please him? And do we know what to do to please him? And that's why we are here.
Amen.
To learn.
Amen. Senior, you saw for air canoe. Oh, you see, okay, Matthew. Iti inso njimu idionu ba akukosi idionu miyansana. Ose na omba na hono moka se. Irade. Irade. Ye nimo. Nyo msa yete odin eye nyomo bebre. Nyanku ponka se. Oh, nyanku pon. Nyanku pisa se. Nyo anom. Minimo. Adentia. Because adia meka se mwanye no. Mwanye. Bible patre se. Se adia nyanku pon akawon nense mwono. Se onfa nye juma. Never saw any coupon any cacabia. Send a Bible nest and science, you know. A man called Folly Bang and Coupon Honor and Coupon Catcher was say, ah, only a minimono. I saw no patch and I say, and I'm say, Omu Tina, some Omu Fanya Juma, Omni Yankita Huntino, Nasan and Coupon Sunny, Nenia, a woman more just sent off on the Edumano, Omu Fanya. Before I can say, oh, my bad, sorry, may I usher, my Yedum Brio, Yamifi, Nina Tresse, a bed warm, my owning and coupon, if I don't know your son, your man, I'll drink it, and don't let Tresse. Nyankopon no nya ewon kita ho da bi nya sade no emra no nyankopon mi enu pe e se kokwe mu edi nkomo a e fe le quiet time no en de kirese ampa wo nyankopon nya kita ho na ne mo a oka kire wo sa mren ni mu a wo di adwuma no en de kirese ampa o ye din e wo nyankopon mu. Amen.
Amen. So in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20 to 22, I don't know about opening, I'm still opening up my scriptures, my preaching. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20 to 22, it says, my son, you know, if you want to know somebody, you need to get close. Is that right? Attend to my words. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20 to 22. 20. My son, attend or give attention to my word. Is that right? Give attention to what? Give attention to what? So in order to get close to God, and so that you can become strong, you have to give what? Attention to the word of God. So when you're writing notes, you say that, you know, to get close to God, give attention to his word.
Amen.
Is that right? Yeah.
So now we're being young couple. She said, "Nasim wa kacho no. Omo agren kota nasim wa kacho no."
Number two, incline your ear to my sayings. That means that submit to it.
You can hear
and know what somebody is saying, but you don't submit to it.
Amen. So brahwasim asim na nyami be kacho no.
You must submit to the corrections of God. You must submit to His word. Today I was reading something, and the scripture says that the one who doesn't like correction is a fool.
Amen.
Yeah, I sent it to some of you here, the leader's page. Look for that scripture. Somebody look at it.
Amen.
Put it over there in the New Living Translation. The scripture didn't say sabi. It just
said,
there was no sabi. God doesn't say sabi. When God is talking, he's talking.
Yes.
Is that
so
right?
Yeah. Say assembly say obia on thing a me asem on farm born bread be an oyekwasia.
He said, my son, attend to my word.
Ask me back tie masem.
If you will not listen to the words of your father and you will not submit to him, then the Bible says that whoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid.
Amen. Obia on pese etinetin bia no onim nimde obia so on pese etinetin bia no oyekwasia.
Look at that New Living Translation or NIV. I'm just quoting scriptures to you. Don't get up and say, you know, if you don't like correction, it's a serious thing.
Amen.
Amen. And the teachers will tell you that when you go to school and they mark your whatever and you are to do correction, you don't. The students who don't do correction, they bomb.
Amen.
They don't do well.
Amen.
Eh? It is stupid to hate correction.
Amen.
NIV. Sometimes when you are reading scripture, he who hates correction is stupid.
Amen.
I read from another version. He says that that one is foolish.
So Jimmy.
Hello? I'm not saying it to you. We are reading scriptures. There's no Jonathan Kuman's name, the NIV. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1.
Amen.
He who hates correction is stupid.
Yes.
So when you are corrected and you get angry,
amen.
Just describe yourself.
Amen. Sorry. Amen.
So he said, my son, Proverbs 4:22-22, attend to my word, incline your ear unto my sayings. Back to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20-22. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to what? My words. Verse 21. Do not let them out of your sight. That means that let the word of God be focused on the word. Say, be focused on the word.
Be focused on the
then
word.
Say, keep them within your heart. Keep them within your heart.
Amen.
Why? Verse 22. Because they are life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body.
Amen.
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 Yeah. And the Hebrew is, the word health there is medicine. So the word of God is medicine to you.
Amen.
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 Amen. The word of God does you medicine. So we are going to look at the medicine that the word of God does, how it helps us.
Amen.
The word of God is life to those. So what kind of life does it give us?
Amen.
Every day as we engage the word of God.
Amen. In the son young coupon ya in kitahua emra oya unwa quiet time my ekano. Dana eba in so bain in ya ewa bra bomo. Sino canos young coupon semino a young qua. Into a church in a quang a befaso, na sound quano, it's fair by your amen.
Amen. Joshua 1:8. What sem ye no quarry, mammy? Ah, what sem ye no quarry, mammy? Ah. Wasem ye no
quarry,
mami amen. Wasem ye no quarry, mami. I want to see the importance of the word of God, because many of us, it's like this day, he said, one pastor was even telling me that, he said, realize that there are people in the country, they don't want to hear the word of God. They want to hear stories, want to be told how to prosper,
amen.
Want to be told this. So they are not coming to look for God.
Amen.
They are just coming to look for prosperity and to look for wife and no. But Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all other things shall be added unto you. The horse doesn't push a cart, the horse pulls a cart.
Amen.
Is that right? Amen. There's no horse. Horses don't are not made to be pushing carts. Then Amen. The carts actually carry things. Carts, not a Jamwa cart. CRT. Yes, not a Jamwa cart. Eh? What they carry. Amen. You know. And their horse is so strong to pull anything that is in the cart. Is Amen. That right? Good. But he doesn't push it. Amen. So seek God first, who must be ahead of you, and all other things shall be pulled behind you.
Amen.
The wife, the husband, the children, the business, it's only a matter of time.
Amen.
You see, people may be laughing at you today, but it's only a matter of time.
Amen.
People may be disrespecting you today, but it's only a matter of time.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
Yeah. It's only a matter of time.
Amen.
That is why in Joshua 1:8, he says that this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. He didn't say out of the mouth of a, you see, most of you are looking for somebody, some man of God, somebody to say something. Thank God for men of God, but you must know God for yourself.
Amen.
Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. That means that you must know the book of the law so that you will speak it from your mouth.
Amen.
And Psalm 81 verse 10 says that open your mouth wide and I'll feel it. So what you are saying, then God is going to work it out. And according to Isaiah 57 verse 19, God says, I create the fruit of the lips. Amen. And the Bible again says in Psalm 45 verse 1 that your tongue is a pen of a ready writer. And in Deuteronomy, and Proverbs chapter 18 verse 20, 18 to 20, he says that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit what? Thereof. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you learning something here?
Amen.
So this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Joshua 1:8.
Amen.
You didn't write. You didn't write the things I'm saying. As I'm saying, you are writing. I'm preaching under inspiration.
Amen.
So as I'm saying, you are right. I don't have to say right.
Amen.
Eh? A good student must be very alert.
Amen.
When the teacher is teaching, you are writing.
Amen.
What? Eh? Your phone has done what? You can write. That is what you brought today. But next time, bring a proper notebook.
Amen.
At least it's better than writing nothing.
Amen.
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 Have you written the scripture? Let me see what you have written.
You have not written
Joshua 1:8.
Amen.
This book of the law. You see, we don't have to be lazy Christians too.
Amen.
We have made the church to become like an idol worshipping house.
Amen.
It's true. It's not God we came to look for. I don't worship. What the people go? They are going to your qualification is shebrem.
Amen.
Come shebre chireme. Your shebre is in the word.
Amen.
Amen.
It's in the word, but you are not reading the word yourself.
Amen.
Eh? You are not reading the word yourself. You are in the word.
Amen.
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 Wow. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth.
Amen.
And that you shall meditate therein, think Amen. About it, and matter it day and night.
Amen.
That you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. So you cannot do what is written in the word because you don't meditate on it.
Amen.
You don't read it. Because you don't read it, that's why you don't think deep.
Amen.
Because anything you think deep about it, you do it.
Amen.
But the word is very shallow with you. Is that right? When you think deep about marriage, you marry.
Amen.
But when you have not thought deep about marriage, you'll be walking around and you become Joe boy.
Amen.
It's true. The day it dawns on you, you think deep that I've got to marry. I've got to save some money. Sometimes you get the money and you are changing and you are doing my betway.com. Betway.com. And then you win a little and say, I want to win more. Then you lose. Then you try, you lose and say, next time I'll game. So it's win, lose, lose, win, win, lose. You are getting nowhere.
Amen.
Yes. Then at the end of the day, you say, oh, yeah, shit. And you are into negative. No, I could be so busy. Charlie, mommy 20 beer, mommy 100. My Charlie, bet with this time the make this kind of power, mommy 100 with 200 order car.
Amen.
Are you in the church?
Amen.
It's because you are not meditating on the word of God.
Amen.
This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you, Cherewa, shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then you will make your way prosperous. Not the pastor will make your way prosperous.
Amen.
You will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success.
Amen.
It depends on you.
Amen.
Into what tibia na yewa.
Amen.
Me say what tibia no. Eyewa.
Amen.
Eyewa.
Eyewa.
Where you are now is you.
Amen.
It's a whole message. It's you.
Amen.
Am I helping you?
Amen. Send yourself upon air canoe. Or say, send your kind of Joshua. Or sing your main assembly. Or say, assembly way, just all the show are coming. And you say, Ufisa, assembly your home. Now come on, assemble me a cow come and one or green walkers while Jim one and never boar more with two pong or Abraham. It is say, oh, yes, oh, assemble, say, assemble, oh, green, no out one, no, so I then air can. One can say, or so for being a sir or come on. Assemble a woman now, they born who brano. Sassam now, one who pay my cannons, not so for admire scriptures be brief, assemble idea, no echo. See, I hope one see Buano, no mem, but they. Nepanebe de ebeguma ma no sanso na uka asem na nepe bia e wa asem ni mu e wo mu no e ba bonte na e ma unya so insunsanso no aye insunsanso pa se e fa aware ho se wo a wo ye wa gwen wa ye wa gwen se wo be so ware a wo be ware eno ale se wo be ye anoma e fa ware ho anyankopon asem aka afa ho a wo de wa gwen akoso a wo de ball bra e se wo sori a wo so be ware nso na uka loto uka bet. Yes, I'm doing now, and more agreeing with our relatives there. Yes, I'm not, sir. In San Sansua, if our real world Bible much about Rabble, into me, amen.
Amen. So let's quickly look at when we engage the word, how does it help us? Just when you engage the word, you know, when you engage somebody, there's something that happens to you. Is that not it? Some people, when you engage them, they will let you laugh. Some people, too, they will make you angry. Or whatever and all those things. So when you engage, when you drink hot tea, your body, your temperature goes higher. When you engage hot tea, like Amen. They used to give me hot tea to drink in the afternoon. When I'm looking for some kenke to eat, and then I visit the house of my would-be in-laws. As I visited them, I brought for some no dozen. We are kete ni a chummy tea. I would move to Numtina, who shows us, oh, yeah, who's all yeah, where, come on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, so let's look at the effects. Number one, the word cleanses us. There's the word cleanses us. So every time that you get into the word of God alone with God, He cleans you up.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. John chapter 15 verse 3.
John 15, write it. John 15, 3. Ephesians 5, 25. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Quickly. So let's look at John 15, 3. He said, the words I've spoken unto you have been cleansed by the word. You are cleansed by the word. He said, you are clean through the word which I have spoken. It's right now, as I'm speaking, I'm cleaning certain people who are receiving the word.
Amen.
Because it's changing some things about your life.
Amen.
Is that not it?
Amen.
Yeah. You are being cleansed.
Amen.
Yeah. You are, it's changing you. Amen. And you see that the reason why we need the word all the time, someone say, as someone also, one day I heard somebody say, as some day, yatia preaching, yatia. And somebody was saying that they're preaching too much. We are young lady. Go and ask. But it's in the word.
Amen.
Are you getting me? Yeah, it's in the word. Just get close. Draw now to me. I'll draw now to you. Is that right?
Amen.
How can a young man make his way pure? you know, or get close to God by making his way pure, getting close to God by paying heed. How can you make your way pure? By paying heed to the word of God. Hello?
Amen.
Yeah. You see, the reason why you need the word to clean you every day is that right now, this morning, I believe that we all took our bath.
Amen.
It's a belief. It's a belief. But I'm going to experiment something to you.
Amen.
I'm going to experiment something to you. We have taken our bath.
Amen.
You took your bath this morning. But put your hand on your face. Do you feel greasy? Do you feel greasy? Do you feel like your face is not the same like in early morning? Have you seen the oil? Have you seen the oil on it? So it means that just as you even stand up, there's a lot of pollution around.
Amen.
Is that right? There's a lot of what? Pollution around.
Amen.
So, yeah, it's for your own. It's your sample.
Amen.
There's a lot of pollution around.
Amen.
You didn't bath early, but so let me to try your own. Have you seen? What is there?
Pollution.
Death. It's death. Take your own death.
Amen.
You see, so you yourself, when you put on, you can see that there's death on you.
Amen.
So before the close of the day, you must bath.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
Last night, I believe that last night, maybe certain people took their bath.
Amen.
I know not everybody, because in the evening, I say, where that need in one bath? Where that need in one bath?
Amen.
Some people won't pay Jari Ekra. Jari Ekra. You don't like bathing. Why? Young lady, you don't like bathing. The young men too, the same. The panties you wore from Monday, you have worn the panties. When you wear pants, by the close of the day, you must remove it.
Amen.
Don't wear it overnight.
Sister.
Amen. Wash it. Wash it. Even if it's one, wash and wear.
Amen.
God will give you more.
Amen.
Okay. So just back to my message. Realize that there's a lot of pollution around. So you always need to clean yourself up. Is that right?
Amen.
And as we move around on television, social media, every now and then something will pop up. And there's something you are looking at which you shouldn't look at. You put on television and things you are hearing. So there's a lot of spiritual pollution, a lot of environmental pollution. So as you every day engage the word and you are reading the word will be cleaning you,
cleansing
you. And then all of a sudden you see that as you are going around, because of the pollution, you will see there are some temptations.
Amen.
All of a sudden you see that some girl be that you are not supposed to have something to, all of a sudden you say, it's a nini thing.
Amen.
Are you getting me? There's a lot of flesh that is getting to you. You didn't want to drink, but now it's like the temptation to drink. There's a temptation to go and do shisha. There are Christians who do shisha.
Amen.
I know Saturday, Friday night and Saturday, they said, thank God it's Friday.
Amen.
Every Friday, they go over them. Saturday, then Sunday morning, they come to church. Amen. I'm not condemning anybody. I'm only trying to let you know that there are a lot of pressures.
Amen.
Are you getting me? Sometimes there's a lot of pressures. I won't do this again. But environmental pressures. So how do you overcome those environmental pressures and feel that comes upon you? As you engage the word of God, the word of God becomes like a mirror that shows you who you are.
Amen.
And so you begin to, it cleans you up.
Amen.
So by the time that you have engaged the word of God, in reading the word of God and going, I don't have to do this. I don't need to do this. I don't have to do this. The word is cleaning you. Asemono.
Amen.
Am I teaching something here?
Amen.
I think Joby Cham sang a song. Osa Chamno Osia Kima.
Check me out.
Abraham, asam no otu mu no o check o
amen
nto oda asam no beti mu
not to check
o
amen
no wa ro ho
no wa ro ho
nta asam no oyedru
oyedru or a power
the word is medicine
amen
it's water that amen. Washes you
amen amen
ayoni and in the old testament there is an outer court, the holy place and the holy of holies. And the outer court, where there's a brazen altar where they do the sacrifices, they cut the blood. Then there's a brazen laver, that means a container. But that container has water in it. And as the cover of it looks like a mirror. So you see yourself. Is that right? You see yourself from the mirror of that bowl. And there's a water in it that you use to wash yourself before you get into the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
So as you are even getting the presence of God, there is a need for you to be cleansed. And amen. So as you read the Word of God, it shows you the way you are really looking like. Sometimes you think that you are looking nice, but the mirror shows you who you are.
Amen.
And when you look at yourself in the mirror and say, oh, I didn't comb my hair this way. Especially ladies like mirrors.
Yes.
In fact, if you don't have a mirror in your house, when you are going to marry, make sure there is a mirror.
Amen.
Not for you, the guy, but for the lady. Amen. The ladies need the mirrors.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Yeah. Then they check in. They're checking. Amen. They're checking themselves.
Amen. Yeah.
And then they say, oh, no, this one is not the hair must go down. Then the man, so in the same way, too, as you look in the mirror of the Word of God, the Word is speaking to you.
Amen.
So that you do all the adjustments.
Amen.
Adjustments.
Amen.
Adjustments.
Amen.
Adjustments.
Amen.
That is why we read that scripture that the Word is correcting you. So the one who refuses the correction then is what? It's stupid. If you look at yourself in the mirror and you realize actually you didn't comb your beard well or you have forgotten to comb your hair and you don't go and get your comb and comb your hair, then what are you? Am I preaching the Word of God to you?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Or you made a mistake, and then as you are stepping out, you turn, you and your wife, you saw a similar dress. So you didn't know you are going to wear your wife's own and turn it in some way, and you are going around. At least you have a last chance to know that something is wrong by looking into the mirror. But when
Amen.
You saw the mirror showed you that actually it's a woman's dress you're going to
Amen.
Wear. Like I hear somebody went to wear a coat that belonged to some women and it became a problem. So as you have worn something, what have you got to do? Got to change it.
Amen. Amen.
So ask your friend, what are you wearing?
What are you wearing? Then
is it appropriate? If it is not, then change it.
Amen. Sini yeso fupon e kano. Ose nyame asemno e uroye hon. Emre oni nyankuponya impuni mpua na asemno. O kani na asemno e buwama ose sa wajen e jine wo utrimu. Na sa ajwe no su buwama sini ya oni nipanya kita hon so e den ese sa. Ni se o ye ni for the senior de bion yan kuponya in kitahua. E beden na abraba o boy and sem fata wehu says abraboya o boy and sem fata. Ti de biano when yamia sem and yet se ashe I owa brabumu. Now shim nent me mwa mansa senior onam senior uninkofo ekasa senior unne and amon be able to be an yamia sem and boa netusan.
Romans 12:1-2. He says that I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed, the verse 2, be not what? Conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Is that right? So you realize that when you get born again, listen to me, when you get born again, it's your spirit man that is born again, but your mind is not changed.
Amen.
Your mind is the same, same.
Amen.
So you renew your mind by the Word of God.
Amen.
So you can still be a born again believer and be fornicating around, be smoking around, be fighting around, be misbehaving until you internalize the word of God, and then you believe what the word of God is saying, that you don't have to do this, you don't have to do this. That is your mind renewal. And when you renew your mind, then you can know and do the perfect will of God for your life.
Amen.
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 Yeah. So if you don't know the word of God, you say that you have made Kwesi Atta. Kwesi Atta is a nice guy. He's got a big chest like that of a Hercules. But the guy is a total unbeliever. And the Bible says that light and darkness don't mix. And so do not be unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. Don't go and marry an unbeliever. No matter how nice a person is. The child of a dog is a dog. It will bark one day.
Amen.
And the child of a snake. You see, all people are the creation of God, but not all people are the children of God.
Amen.
And you are not wiser than God. In any case, you can choose to decide what you want to do. But when the biting time comes, you are the one who faces it alone.
Amen.
You just have to know what the word of God says.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
And don't say it's getting late. I think I'm in a hurry. I'm in a Charlie, the girl, no, I like the buttocks. I hear these days the girls go on Instagram and they are looking at guys with bare chests. Yeah. Bare chests. And then the guys who are looking at big buttocks.
Yes. Dukui.
What do you gain about that? You always ask yourself that anytime you are engaged with something, at the end of the day, what was the profit to you?
Amen.
How does it help to appreciate your life and make your life better and cause you to grow closer unto God? Am I helping somebody?
Amen. Sine yourself upon a canon. Or sinipia, oh, young, I may a seminal. Choma seminal, it me who ro, ne boar mouth mean to an amompa or abrabum. No, I can't chat to all of us. So, no opinion, Kitahuan. Is Susan Superina, when you feast any for Cronoso? Why not only Yan Kitahuan? Tony and Cupan Semi Yan Kitahuan, send never Boama, which may be who now any no man in Aso. So, no kind say, oh, fire is Christo said, run or cry and quam. A year soon sooner, Yanko Pon soon sooner as a son. Now, who now know the no man who in this one who goes soon your man, sir. Now, so the whole thing I mean, I say, well, now, woman and Cupan Semino, it's me why, and let me warm out, Mrs. Sefi.
Amen. Number two, your time with God and with the word of God prevents hurts and reduces pain. The word of God becomes light for your path. The word of God becomes what? Light for your path. Therefore, preventing hurts and reduces the pains in this life. I'll say it again. The word of God, we are talking about the effects of the word. The word is what? Becomes what? Light for your path, eh? Preventing hurts and reducing pain in this life.
Amen. Was this a woman young couple? Say, one of it to me, why? Well, Danny, can you amount of coin? You will say, oh, Nick, can you all coin so? Am I or yaw? Any idea any about Brabo? Tell me, I'm some now. It's me, wow. Am I who fisa or yaw? No man sent for time.
Psalm 119 verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and light for my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and light for my path. So it means that when you engage the word of God, as you are having your quiet time, the word of God becomes what? It's a lamp for your feet and light for your path to guide you.
Amen.
Amen. You see, when there is no light, you grope in darkness.
Amen.
And when you grope in darkness, there's a tendency that you may hit your head against something. Amen. Or your leg against, especially your shin.
Amen.
And when you hit your shin, it can be very painful. Sometimes when you hit it, it goes all the way through your heart.
Amen.
Eh? Has it happened to you before?
Amen.
Then it's after that you are now looking for light. But you see, if when you put the light on, it doesn't take the pain away.
Amen.
So the light is not supposed to take pain away. Is to prevent the pain.
Amen.
I hope you are getting me.
Amen.
So to prevent the pains of life, to prevent wrong decisions you would want to make in life.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
You need to engage in the word of God that will guide you.
Amen.
So that you will not drink.
Amen.
So that you will not get involved with wrong friends.
Amen.
Because friends influence you a lot.
Amen.
Eh? Right now, as I'm preaching about after about an hour or something, I'm done. If you come for the next service, that's twice in a week. Meanwhile, a week is about 168 hours. So out of the 168 hours, you are receiving only 2 hours preaching. So the 166 hours, who are you talking to? And the more time you spend with somebody, the person influences you. Knowingly or unknowingly. Are you getting me? Yeah, no. So that's why you need to also get yourself connected with the Word of God more and more. So the Word of God, there will be a spiritual osmosis that the Word of God can get into you and to control you the more.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
But if you go out and all of the day, all the music you are listening to, they are not good music.
Amen.
Some of you, when you open your phone, the kind of music, why when you fair fan out here, I saw them.
Amen.
You done your face very nice.
Amen.
Innocentia. And you are just there. But the kind of music, when you come to church, you act like you don't know how to open your mouth.
Yeah.
When you don't know the words, instead of trying to learn the words or even do a brown and cut here and sing along, you won't sing along. But when they are singing the secular music, I say, hey, and you are lying. And this is a GH girls. You see the GH girls. I'm surprised. Yeah. GH girls, am I dangerous? Brother. Who GH girl are you? Hey. Spirit in moi. Or bad flowers is here. I'm telling you. I'm surprised. They didn't used to be like that. But you see, this is the way they will sing the unbelieving song, and then they will hold the handkerchief. Meanwhile, Oba Soria, human. Praise the Lord. When they are clapping, huh? And go and see the concerts. Hey, the way they are shaking themselves. I want you. I said, GH girls. And then the GH boys, you are behind. When the boys are there, like,
hey!
Asamna say. Because where did they see you?
Amen.
Send them one in here, I saw them. Send it here. We are inside. And GH boys too. Let there be a balance before they come and beat me. Am I teaching something here?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Word of God will guide you.
Amen.
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 You see, Solomon started when he was younger, he was wiser. He started strong. And God said, Super Solo, don't go for foreign women. They will influence your heart. Hey, women. Be careful about the woman you are working with. And make sure that you are connecting well with God, because she can twist you. Women are twisters. Yeah. Control with the food and control with the sex. So who won't did it? I didn't know you who did it. Why meanwhile she looks very inessential. She looks very weak, but she's very powerful. So if there's not much of the Holy Spirit in the person and not much of the Word of God in the person, she'll mislead you. She will totally mislead you. Many men have been misled by their wives. It's true. Many men in prison go to Nsawam. Mighty men, they are at Nsawam because their wives were comparing them. Yes. I had a preacher friend. He told me. He said, my wife is, and he's a lay preacher. That's somewhere. He said, look at my wife is comparing me with my other colleagues. He said, they are there, they have built this, they have done this, they have done that. And they said, I'm a Christian, I'm a minister, I can't steal. I can't do this at the workplace. But he's under a lot of pressure. Pressure. Because of Vano. Christ will know until we hear. So he's under a lot of pressure. Then I told him, don't bow to the pressure. Because in Nguasia, bow so. Prison bow now. And so time I be bad no afa be ma foforo. You think we don't know? We know. So I'm preaching to you. Hello? Me ya bow out to me 30 years. I don't change. 30 years. I mean, Tini Mua, first year, Kwanwa Boy Jamai. Can she wait 30 years? First few months, I know Baba around. Hello, hello, to say, go ahead to say, go ahead to say. Next time, I'll back crowd, please, I'll back crowd, the boy didn't cheat. What's that, Jimmy? I'm going to follow men. Go and follow human beings. Follow God.
Amen.
Your wife is not the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
My wife is not the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
She didn't call me. It's God who called me. She can advise. But the one whose voice I must listen to must be the Lord's voice.
Amen.
Your husband didn't call you. One day we all shall stand before the judgment throne of God and give an account. So never say my wife misled me, my husband misled me, my children, my whatever. No, don't. Don't. Decide to live for Jesus. And the way they did this, and the way they talked me, and the way they did this, and let's leave. Leave for where? That's why Job's wife told Job, he said, curse God and die. So you're Jimmy for?
Message.
Where Jimmy for? Where did my life come from? These children and all the property that I had, where did they come from? Did I carry houses from my mother's womb? And if I've lost them, and so what? Where Jimmy for? By Jimmy for? I'm not going to do that. Job's wife was a silly wife. Don't follow silly people. Don't follow silly men.
Amen.
Don't follow silly boyfriends.
Amen.
Don't follow silly girlfriends.
Amen.
Don't follow silly people.
Amen.
Follow God.
Amen.
And then he said, I know my Redeemer liveth.
Amen.
The Bible says Job prayed for his friend, Job 42:10. And the latter days of saints was better than the previous. And God gave him fairer children, more beautiful children, and the Lord restored him. May the Amen. Lord restore your days.
Amen.
Say, may the Lord restore your days. Am I happy somebody here?
Amen.
Yeah. Let the word of God will guide you. Guide you. The word of God will guide. Let me give you a scripture to support that. John chapter 8, verse 12. John 8, 12. Bema, scripture no throw.
Amen.
John 8, 12.
Amen.
John 8, verse 12. Then spoke Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So when you follow Jesus, you'll not walk in darkness.
Amen.
And Jesus is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, John chapter 1. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of the world. He collaborated. John 1. Scripture collaborates Scripture.
Amen.
Are you here with me? So when you are following Jesus, you are following light.
Amen.
And when you are following light, you will not go and hit your leg against anything.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
I'm talking about light. You see, my friend Smiling Child said, let's pray for the Holy Spirit baptism. It was light. That is what, by the grace of God, has helped to shape my Christian life and brought me this far. Then when the day I got married, customarily, and we finished the customary marriage, somebody was married in my wife's family, married inside there too, tried to lead me into darkness. And I was wondering whether he knew who I was talking to. That he said, let us go and chase girls. He was working at a big place. I'm telling you, in the bank. Bank boy. Chasing bank girls. And we're having some bank, big bank something, you know, program. And he said, let us go.
I look at him. My hair, so you Jimmy for. I have enough light to go and sell my destiny. Hey, if you ever go and sleep with a woman or a man who is not your spouse, you have sold your destiny. I'll teach you about that. Why you be that? The Amwari Kono. Hey. Now it's a new year. Yes. Are you here with me?
Yes.
Bible says it will be like a dart that has been thrown into your liver. Who can take hot fire that it will not burn him? You did it in secret, you think nobody knows about it. You see, every sin that you sin is against, is outside your body. When you steal, it's outside. Is that right? When you steal outside, when you slap someone, it's outside your body. But the sin that you, when you commit fornication, go and sleep with a man or a woman, it is a sin against your own body. Madam, are you writing my scripture or you are checking something on your phone? You are writing. Hallelujah. Are you here with me?
Yes,
no matter the temptation, run away from it. That's what Bible says, resist the devil, he'll flee from you. But when it comes to sexual sin, say run. So flee. Never be in the same room with anytime you feel kika 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 inside of your spirit, kika kika, and the atinkano ba atinkano ba. Don't say shabalaba hakata, shabahakata, shabaha, I overcome. Before you say shalabaha, shabaha, shaba, 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 shaba. What yashi? First now jina ho. Shalabalaba, shalababa, shalaba, 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 shalaba. Then you sit down, shalaba. Okay, but tell me nice way. Shalaba, 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 shalaba. Hey! When I die from no. Then you finish, say, where's my pants? Where's my this? Then they say, hey, now pan are you, say? And some girls with their bado. They say, brah. Then that's when they will call you brah. Or they will say, osof. Or osof. 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 Now, osof. Osof. Now, osof. Now, osof. Hey, osof. So, now, missus, say, utumi sopa. All your respect and dignity is gone. That's what I'm not asana. Am I helping you?
Amen.
Don't sell your dignity. And all I'm trying to say is that the word of God will guide you.
Amen.
Will be a light to you. 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 Will be a light to you.
Amen.
Yes. And who said that temptation will not come? Some people come and throw themselves. I remember who. I was doing my national service. I was sitting as a science teacher. As I was sitting there, from nowhere, this girl came. Minister Sefa, the girl came. Before I could say Jack, he has come to hold my ears. I said, what? I blasted it like that. I said, wait, Yanka said, hey, what are you doing? Oh? I had to deliver myself and leave the room immediately.
Amen.
A student having a crush on me. Yes. So as I was teaching, so all the sense I was teaching and calling Timu. And what time me? My anointing kakrama me nyano. Maybe nyamia jumano. I traveled from Accra to my station. I was a pastor. You see, as a pastor, young pastor, doing my national service, the headmaster said, come and do the national service. We need you in the school. Come. And I'd gone. The few days the enemy had timed me. Through that little girl.
Amen.
And when she waited and I was alone in the office,
alone.
Then she came. When she came, no, she jumped. Hey! Or didn't some you know? Hey! Damn it, you know? Hey! Hey! And me sitting down.
The word is a light.
Amen.
Your boss says, let's go for lunch. Lunch for where? After work, you are going for dinner. With a man. With a woman. Somewhere alone. With all those lights. And you know, the night, the evening too, an atmosphere is created for foolishness. Hello? Sister, any man who is inviting you, whatever, let there be a chaperone. Oh, yes. Amen. Somebody along. Never stay in the same room with a boy or a lady alone. You are not wood. You are not metal.
Amen.
Cable wire. You don't get legs.
Electricity.
Electricity, you don't get legs.
Cable wire. The carrier.
Amen. And don't say I'm married. Marriage does not solve problems of fornication. Many married people are sleeping with other people. They sleep. No faces. They sleep. Many married men do it. Many married women, including the women. It's not only the men. Married women also do it. GH men and GH women. They all do it. But you see, as you engage the word of God,
Amen.
It helps to check you and becomes a light for your path. And Jesus said, "He, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness.
Amen.
But shall have the light of life."
Amen.
Summarize.
Amen. Sene yeso hopon e kanu o se nyame asem no e ye kanea e ye han se bo abra bo mo ma hu nyom a e fa abra bo ho a enye a e fa unu pedua ho e ma wo mitu anamompa o ye nfa ton kane o ka se ura dem na se kanea e ni ho no mo a o ye ne o so kanea o ntwe nfa o nan enkobo ade mo ansa wa ye den wo be so kanea ti de bia no nyankopon asem no nya nkita ho no a bomb on your sack and near night, the boy a brabono. Send me a dear beer, a yes, so bonny a boy a brabon be and with me, I come a few. And then I am some money or soft upon a catcher. A boy, I fat our rear home. Oh, when your master may fire our rear home, say, or be our warrior and it will be ancient in your moon. Which means, yes, I'm some a bomb, a crew of his annual man or so. If you ever catch or say, Yamia Samoka say, oh, say, oh, you need for the seni. Send us off for your first one, oh, you need for the seni. If it be our tanker. Se onye oba kosia e o baby na se ohwe na wa tinka be hawa se na bible aka no o so twu hufim dwane yes I'm right now onye wa green no o baby ntanta se oh we cry se me so chen no oba dio ya kola ketwa oh jesus girl dem piano obeyewe debi tru mi ka fi on mo na nsusa so a e wasa nsiemu no e ba so a enya ade e be ye fe amawo nti man yakopon asem no enya o kane a e be boa on etumi amawo bo abrabo a se e fata amen
amen. The word of God burns away unwanted things. Your daily quiet time, it burns away unwanted things. Jeremiah 23 verse 29. It burns away unwanted things. It burns away unwanted things. Jeremiah 23 verse 29. It says, "Is not my word like fire?" Is that right?
Amen.
So fire burns unwanted things. Put it on the screen. Jeremiah 23, 29. The word of God. So as you are engaged with the word of God, it will begin to burn things that are in your life which are not wanted. They will burn them away. May every unwanted thing be burnt out of your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Send your son upon Kano. Or see Yankupon Samon so say only Yankupon Yan Punim Pu and Pibia and Ma I give you an ensign for Taiwo Abrabum if you are Brabum. A Biana Bufu and a shell so. So Yankuponya, sir, and Yonkofan de Biana, a bomb out me this before Nisunkunum, and let Chess and Yankupan Semino, and sit your minds and Fatawa.
In Jeremiah 5:14, it says, "Wherefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, because you speak this word, I will make my words in your mouth fire. I will make my words in your mouth fire. I will make my words in your mouth. 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 I will make it what? Fire! So when you speak the word of God, what are you releasing? The
fire.
And these people would, and it shall devour them.
Amen.
Is that right? So whatever is fighting you is unwanted, God will make it wood. And the word of God you speak, which you have read, will become fire to burn it away.
Amen. Amen. Yankopon be ya dia bia untumi ndi so na se edua na na samwa ya ja no e ba e betutu sa ne manya wa problem.
And some things can only be removed by fire.
Amen. Ne we bi won mo e jan kon betumi di eyi e fi wa problem.
So a daily dose of the fire of God will take care of every unwanted element in your personality or character. So Amen. As you are, you see, there are some things around when even fire is burning, you see that it takes time. It burns the unwanted things. It doesn't burn all together, all of them immediately. It starts burning them. It goes from place to place. It's burning them. So in the same, the more you are taking the word of God, it's burning them.
Amen.
It's burning shame.
Amen.
It's burning poverty.
Amen.
It's burning confusion.
Amen.
It's burning anger.
Amen.
It's burning evil desires.
Amen.
It's burning gossiping.
Amen.
It's burning. It's burning. It's burning. It's burning. Before I realize, all the wanted things around your life is burnt. So as a matter of fact, as you are going through the word of God and you are engaging yourself in your quiet time with God, bad things, you are actually going through spiritual deliverance.
Amen.
And physical deliverance is burning things in your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good. So oni nyankopon ehia empunimpo anopebia na emre a wasde ato wo so so nyambehia no utie na asem a odi na asem no ebo obra no ebo ama ne hye nyoma ensem fata wo abrabom ebia na ye se ne metan kane no uyo bia ubufu.
Then the next one, the word of God through your quiet time breaks down evil strongholds. It breaks down what? Evil strongholds. So strongholds in your life are broken. Amen. You know, sometimes there's a certain stronghold. You know that some. There are people that when you befriend them, the bad influence, you find it difficult to break away from it. Is that right? Maybe there's a girl you slept with. After that, you find it so difficult to break away from the person. But as the more that you get into the word, because the word of God is God himself, you receive the strength of God to be able to break away.
Amen.
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 And why you are able to break that thing away is that the word of God is also hammer.
Amen.
Jeremiah 23:29. So every time as you are getting, you know, receiving the word of God and then using it, a hammer, a spiritual hammer is being used against any rock that is holding you. Jeremiah 23:29. Read it. Jeremiah 23. It's not my word like fire, and it's also not my word like hammer. Hammer. Read it with me. It's not my word like what? As a fire, saith the Lord, and like what? A hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. Amen.
Amen.
Are you here with me?
Amen.
So your quiet time leads to breaking and burning of evil things. So strongholds in your life may not be broken away by one powerful sermon. Maybe this sermon I'm preaching alone will not break everything away. But when you have a regular quiet time, it will be burning it bit by bit by bit. The Bible says that here a little, there a little. How does your body do well? How do you put on weight? Here a little, there a little. Here a little, there a little. How do you even grow up in a Christian faith? Not reading so many scriptures in a day, but a little at a go, a little every day, a little every day, listen to a sermon every day, listen to this every day, and know that here a little, there a little, here a little, there. Someone say here a little, there a little.
Here a little, there a little.
So you have come here a little today. Wednesday, a little. Cell group, a little, a little. Before I realize, you are becoming strong. Why Shema?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Now
Amen.
And 2 Corinthians 10, 3 to 5. I'm ending very soon. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 to 5. Are you there? What does it say? He said, the word of God, the weapons of our warfare are not what? Carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of what? Strongholds. And what are the weapons we have? The word of God, the Holy Spirit. Is that right?
Amen.
The name of Jesus. You know, these are the weapons. They are mighty through God, to the pulling down of what?
Stronghold.
So any stronghold, anything that holds you, a stronghold means that anything that is holding you strongly. Eh? And if something is holding you strongly, fire can burn it off.
Amen.
And when something is also holding you strongly and you hit it with a hammer, it will break off.
Amen.
are you following what I'm teaching you?
Amen.
Yes. So the word of God, you know, it says that 2 Corinthians, yes? Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Amen? So the word of God breaks a stronghold. Someone say, breaks a stronghold.
Breaks a stronghold.
I will show you a scripture. Never forget the scripture. Matthew chapter 12, verse 43. You see, many Christians, many people have given their life to Christ, but they are not filled with the word. Now, in science, they say air occupies space. There's nothing like vacuum. Every space must be occupied. So when the space is not occupied, when your spirit man is not occupied by the word of God, something else is coming to occupy the place. And I'm going to show you a scripture. So many Christians are born again, but they can be filled with something else.
Amen.
Look at it. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walks through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. Are you getting me? That means that when maybe you pray for people and you cast out the spirits, sometimes people say they want to go for deliverance and they have gone for deliverance, they have laid hands on them. Come out, come out, come out. Yeah, oh, come on, yeah, come on, yeah. Oh, they have come out. But be careful when you are even praying for people. Some demons, they are deceptive. Many years ago, we were praying for somebody. I said, okay, come on, come on, come on. Then he said, Miku, Obwakra. Somebody to say, how you going to cast me? Didn't you just finish eating kokonte? And they are coming to cast me out. Kokonte or no kokonte, you must come out.
Amen.
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 Okay, so when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, watch this. When unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walks through a dry places, seeking what? Rest and finds none. He's looking for a place. So, 44. 44. Then he said, I will return into my house. Where he went from is his house. So your body is a house. Your body is a spiritual house.
Amen.
From whence I came out, I came from this house. And when he's come, he finds it empty, swept, and garnished. Now watch it. Why is a body a house of a spirit? Because 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 says that, I pray that your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless. So you are a spirit possessing a soul, but your spirit dwells in a body. So your body is a house. That's why the Bible says our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Is that right? But if a person is not born again, or the person got born again and is not does not allow the word of God to fill him, then another spirit will come. So when the spirit is cast out, the spirit goes around to waterless places and he says that I don't have any place. So he will return to the house. I will return to my house, which is your body, from whence I came. And when he finds it, and he finds it what? Finds it what? Find it what?
Empty.
Number two, sweat. And what? Garnished. Hey! So he came and met a nicely clean room. When you come and the room has been set, nice, bed has been laid, furniture is there. What do? He came in verse 45. Then he goes and takes with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation.
Amen.
So this wicked generation who doesn't like the word of God, who likes to do, don't like correction, wants to do their own thing and will not internalize the word of God, it means that if you are there, are you listening to me? I'm finishing. If you don't take in the word of God and you are spiritually, there's a vacuum in you. It shall be filled. And it shall be filled with another kind of spirit.
Amen.
So, as you take in the word of God, are you here with me? It comes to deal with the strongholds.
Amen.
And pulls them away.
Amen.
Then after that, you must fill them with the word of God. That's why you must have a daily quiet time. Daily eat the word of God. Amen. Do you eat just once in a week?
No.
Normally we don't do that. So every day you are eating.
Amen.
And it's filling you. Amen. So every day, even some of you eat three times a day.
Amen.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, including even desserts.
Amen.
Yeah. So you must eat the word of God on a daily basis. So if you ate yesterday, the word of God is, and you are not eating today, it means that you are opening a door, a vacuum for the devil to come and fill it.
Amen.
So your scripture for yesterday is not enough for today. That's why in the Old Testament days, when they were working in the wilderness, are you here with me? God commanded that they should get the manna for the day.
Amen.
Every day, fresh manna.
Amen.
Every day, fresh manna.
Amen.
Every day, fresh manna.
Amen.
So every day, you must take in the fresh word of God. That's why every day, you must spend time alone with God. Every day, you must be listening to the preaching.
Amen.
Which you put on the podcast, and sometimes we put it even on the pages. So this message that you have heard today, it should not be the end.
Amen.
You should go back and keep listening to it.
Amen.
Over and Amen. Over. And you'll find out that there are many things I said that you didn't even hear.
Amen.
If you understand,
yes.
Then you are going to get it. Can amen. I have an amen?
Amen.
And finally, read Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 for today. Colossians 3, 16. Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In fact, when you read Psalm 119 verse 11, you say, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. So when you don't hide the word of God in your heart, you will sin.
Amen.
Hello.
Hi.
Did you see that?
Amen.
I've banked your promises in the vault of my heart, so I won't sin myself. I won't sin myself. I don't like this one. Thy word have I hid in my heart. NIV or King James. Let's go to KJV. Thy word have I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. So you will sin when you don't hide the word.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Yes.
Am I helping you?
Yes.
Or you want me to prophesy? It's a prophesy. Amen.
Amen.
Then let's read the last scripture. So, for you not to sin against God, you must what? Hide his word. Tell somebody, hide the word.
Hide the word.
Then, the last scripture, Colossians 3:16. Let the word, everybody read it with me. 1, 2. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. So the word of God should dwell richly with you what? It should dwell in you poorly. Richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. See, that's what I'm teaching.
Amen.
And you must also continue.
Amen.
Teaching, admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. The message version. I think you had a message version or another version that you are trying to show us. Let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Amen.
Amen.
Give it plenty of room
Amen.
In your lives. Amen.
Amen.
Instruct and direct one another using common good, common sense.
Amen.
And sing. Sing your heart out. Amen. To the Lord. New Living Translation. NLT. Last scripture. Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your heart. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with God with thankful hearts. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I think I've talked enough for today.
Yes.
So what are the effects of the word of God in your life when you do your quiet time and you engage the word of God? Number one,
it
the word
cleanses
what?
You.
Cleanses you. Amen.
Amen.
You are cleansed by the word. Amen.
Amen.
Number two,
prevents hurt and reduce
it prevents
pain.
What?
Hurt and reduce
yeah,
pain.
It becomes a light for your path to prevent what? Hurt, so that you don't take the wrong decisions. Is that right?
Amen.
Don't walk the wrong way and all those things. The word of God becomes a light. Number three, it burns what? Unwanted things. So if there are things in your life which are not wanted, engage the word. Get close to the word. The word of God will be burning them away gradually.
Amen.
Everything will not, may not go immediately. Don't worry. Realize that with time, you see that you are losing appetite for some things.
Amen.
You begin to lose appetite for some things. Some of you, those of you who have struggled with drinking, yeah, don't worry. Just pray in tongues a lot, taking the word of God, taking the word of God. Don't stop. You see, when you have even a bad habit, don't stop coming to church. The devil will come and tell you, you see, this, you are not a child of God. You are, no. People have got children, but they can still do bad things, but they are still in the house. Gradually, they change. Is that right? Yeah. So you keep coming. If you make a mistake, keep coming. When you go and have sex, you come. As the word of God is coming, it will be washing you. Amen. And will be helping you. Don't rather go and put yourself in the arms of the devil. Anytime you go and when, no matter how bad, any bad thing you do, you still come. Come to God. God still loves you.
Amen.
And God is interested in you.
Amen.
And he wants to help you.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
So never run away from God because you made a mistake.
Amen.
You will definitely make mistakes.
Amen.
I said you would, even Peter. Apostle Peter at a point in time said, Jesus, I don't know him. Are you here with me? Jesus, I don't know him. So I'm just trying to say this to help you. And anytime also the devil comes to tell you that, see, we don't think that the church likes you. Or the way you are doing, see, maybe the pastor, he sees things he has seen. So you won't like you again. He's lying. We will like you.
Amen.
Me, I even like it when you come and say the thing that you think is worrying. That is when we even stand with you and pray with you and say, the devil is a liar and that you come out of it.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Amen. Amen. One day, one church member, many years ago, he came and said, look, I have fornicated with my girlfriend. I have impregnated her. Yes. I have about two people in the room there. I wept with a person, talked with a person, taught a person some things, encourage a person, and help the person out. Amen.
Amen.
And those who have to marry them, it is only when you are dodging and covering the thing up that makes it some way. Yeah. When you are trying to cover it, that is when you are spoiling the thing. But what is wrong? After all, you have done it. So what? You made a mistake. You stole. You insulted. You slapped. You did something wrong. Don't go away from the house of God.
Amen.
Come into his presence.
Amen.
Come to the altar.
Amen.
And say, Lord, I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine. Can be sad. be the Lord.
I need thee, oh, I need thee.
Every eye. Again, I need
every hour.
No tender voice like thine.
Spread.
to talk to God. When we say, Lord, come and live in me. Come and breathe in me. Revive me.
Amen.
Take away every weakness that is in me.
Amen.
For your word of God, cut unwanted things.
Amen.
Anything that is a stronghold in my life.
Amen.
Whatever fought my father and my mother.
Amen.
Whatever in the past has been fighting me.
Amen.
Any kind of character trait.
Amen.
Anything that is in me.
Amen.
The anger that is in me.
Amen.
The wickedness that is in me.
Amen.
The immoral behavior that is in me.
Amen.
The drinking that is in me.
Amen.
The wrong friendship that is in me.
Amen.
Whatever that is in me.
Amen.
That doesn't glorify your name.
Amen.
That will cause you to say to me, I don't know you.
Amen.
But anything that will make you say you don't know me.
Amen.
Have mercy on me.
Amen.
And help me, Lord, to know you better and better from today.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Talk to God right now. Just talk to God right now.
He
said, Lord, I want to know you. I want to be more like you.
I wanna be more like you, Jesus.
Say, Lord, is there anything in me that will make you say, I don't know you?
Amen.
Lord, Let it be cut from my life.
Amen.
Let the emptiness in me be filled with your spirit.
Amen.
Any character trait, anything that does not make me, touch me.
Amen.
Touch me, Lord.
Amen.
Touch me with your life.
Amen.
Just a minute. Just talk to him right now. The Lord is just changing our lives. He said, Lord, change me this year. Change me. Change the anger. Change the pride. Lord, empty me of myself and fill me with yourself. Empty me of myself and fill me with yourself. Empty me of myself and fill me with yourself. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Talk to God right now. Just a minute. It's between you and God. You know your weakness. You know whatever is going on in your life. Maybe your finances need to be touched. Your business need to be touched. Your marriage need to be touched. Your body needs to be touched. Whatever that needs a touch, say, Lord, touch.
Make myself available.
Maybe you're coming to church late. You don't want to come to church late, but you find yourself coming late. You say, Lord, help me.
Yeah.